The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Mm-hmm.
Shane Finn joins us in studio. He's from Dingle and he's just back in Ireland after he ran and cycled from San Francisco on the west coast of America to Brooklyn Bridge on the east coast of America. And he did it in 36 days, crossing 11 American states. Congratulations, Shane.
Thank you very much, Ray. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
There's a bit of madness involved there.
There's something there anyways. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
You're not new to these sort of things.
No. I suppose it's not. Definitely, America trip wasn't my first rodeo. I suppose it all kind of started back when I ran my first marathon in 2010. And in 2014, I ran from Dublin to Dingle. And then in 2017, I ran 24 marathons.
You missed the bus or something?
24 days. No. I missed the train, actually.
I'll get it in Newbridge, I'll get it in Kildare.
He kept passing me out.
That's a long run, isn't it?
It is, it's a long run, yes.
How long is it from Dublin to Dingle?
12 days.
12 days, right, yeah.
It's about 500k on foot. Now, we went down what we call the old Dublin Road.
Yes.
Us Colchis coming from
so
Kerry.
You went through Naas and Newbridge.
We went through everywhere, down through Offaly and everything like that, yeah. So we have to stay off the motorways when I'm doing this kind of stuff. So it's good to see some of the back roads as well.
So that was that. And then you did how many marathons in a row?
24. That was in 2017, yeah. So we started up in Donegal Town.
Yeah.
I ran through 24 counties as well, actually, every county in the Republic except Limerick and Clare. Nothing against them. It just didn't fit in geographically.
Right.
And finishing Dingle as well. So that was a phenomenal experience. Okay. We raised a ton of money that time as well. And
all the money goes to
SBHI. So SBHI stands for Spina Bifida Hydrocephalus Ireland. So I got involved with the charity first when I was about 17, 18 and doing that first Dingle Marathon. My first cousin Mary, she lives with the condition. And she's an amazing, amazing human being. She's had a massive impact on me and impact on my life. And I just randomly one day, I was never really into endurance sports, to be honest, and I just randomly one day decided to run the Dingle Marathon. And I was, talk about raw, like I didn't even run, I didn't even train going into it. I nearly died doing my first marathon, but we raised a couple of grand, and I suppose it gave me a new sense of purpose, a new sense of direction.
Talk to us about Mary and why she's been such a huge influence on you.
I suppose, you know, growing up, I suppose I always knew that Mary struggled with her disability, you know, and things were very, very difficult for her. And I suppose then when I matured a little bit, I realised that maybe I'm very, very lucky to be able to do what I do, and Mary's not so lucky. And I just saw how, you know, simple little things like eating, going to the bathroom, getting up in the morning, little things like we all take for granted, that they're a big deal for her. And I just wanted to help. I just wanted to make a change, you know, and it started literally with one run, and it's taken me all over the world now and all over Ireland, so it's great. I mean, I get to find out how far I can go myself, but I also get to help other people, so it's a nice little
Mary is spina bifida and
hydrocephalus, yeah,
right.
So hydrocephalus basically means that there's fluid on the brain, so hydro and then cephalus, and then spina bifida, basically the direct kind of translation for that is split spine. So a lot of times people with spina bifida will also have hydrocephalus, but sometimes they won't. It kind of depends on the person and the conditions and things like that, but it's a difficult thing to live with. And like I said, you know, out of all the things I've done and all the things I might do, she's far tougher than I'll ever be. So I'm proud to call her my cousin, and it's good to give her something to be hopeful for as well.
And she was there to welcome you back to New York on the Brooklyn Bridge after a 36 day odyssey.
Yeah,
and was that her first time in America?
That was her first time. She's always wanted to go to New York, and I remember leaving Ireland in the February, and I called to her on the way, you know, I was telling her how we'll set up FaceTimes and all this kind of stuff, but her family actually surprised her with flights that day, so I got to give her tickets to New York, and she was over the moon, like she really enjoyed it, and it was a great trip for her. And like I said, you know, like that last day was for her, and it was worth all that pain across the whole country. It was worth it just to see her on the last day.
How do you plan a trip like that, running and cycling across America?
I'm going to be completely honest, you wing a lot of it.
Oh, do you?
Well, no, look, you plan out as much as you can. You know, logistically, it's hard. We're in a different country. To be honest, we'll go into it. Every state is like a different country over there. It's a mad country. It's a phenomenal country, but it's mad. You know, we had two. I thought they were big, but after 36 days, they were quite small camper vans. And then, you know, we had a route that we were coming and going off. We were supposed to go through 12 states. We were in through 13.
Right. I said 11. Sorry about that.
No, it's grand. It's fine.
There's a couple of different numbers. You started in one, ended in one. You went through 11. There you go.
We started and finished where we were meant to start and finish. So that was the main thing. But
and where in San Francisco did you start?
We started on the Golden Gate Bridge. Just off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Bridge to bridge.
Yeah. Okay. And so Pacific Ocean to Atlantic Ocean.
So you just set off in two camper vans, really, and you just...
Me cycling, yeah. So
you didn't did you have to tell authorities that you were doing this?
Not really.
Right, okay.
No, when we ran around Ireland, we did. We were very connected to the cops and stuff around Ireland, and the guards were phenomenal to us in Ireland, in fairness. But to be honest, Ray, where we were going was so isolated and desolate that there weren't even other human beings, on the mind cops, you know. We went a four-day stretch there in the middle of Kansas with no phone coverage. I'd be losing my mind there going on the road.
Was it agricultural land, or what was it?
The longest straight we had one day was 98 miles.
You could see that in front of you, no?
It carried on, this dead straight road for 98 miles.
That's soul destroying.
Yeah, it's tough. Mentally, it's hard. I remember looking at the map, and my dad figured out one day that we actually went through a farm in Kansas that per square acre was the same size as Kerry. So that's the vastness that you're looking at, and it was tough mentally. It was, you're just going, and it's just literally the same things all the time. But I was kind of glad to see it, because I had spent 2 weeks in the Sierra Nevadas and the Rockies, like literally fighting. So when that kind of flat land came, I was like, it all day, you know. Yeah. So
you broke it up. You decided the breakup of cycling.
Yeah, when I came up with the idea, I took out the Google Maps. So I was like, America's a lot bigger than Ireland, you know. So it was if I was to run it, it was going to take me over 100 days. So I knew myself, and just from crew wise, it was a huge commitment and something I probably couldn't do. And I like my numbers, so I had done 12, I had done 24, so I was like, yeah, it'll have to be 36, you know. So we just kind of went from there, and we kind of planned it out, and we planned kind of generic distances. Like really early on, that the plan was to go 3 and 3, 3 days biking, 3 days running, but that quickly turned into 4 days biking and 2 days running. I mean, I was actually behind from day four, distance wise, because we went from sea level to 8,000 feet very, very rapidly one day.
So altitude is a problem. You didn't have a chance to acclimatise, did you?
Well, when I left Ireland, I flew to Boulder in Colorado to a guy. He's a friend of mine now, Ivan O'Gorman. He's a Limerick man, actually. He's based out there, and he does a lot of work with endurance athletes. And so I was at 7,000 feet for the first kind of 2 weeks of my trip, which was really handy. But it just gets to the stage where you can't really, you know, it's really tough. I mean, you just feel like you're cycling through mud and you're running through mud. You're drained, your sleep is a bit off, you don't have no appetite, you're getting nosebleeds and your mouth is dry, and it's just like, you know, when's it going to end? But it did end, and I got over what's called Wolf Creek. It's like this, it was like a scene out of Lord of the Rings, to be honest, trying to get out of there. I could see it coming and coming. I could see it for a day before
it's a mountain,
I got
is it?
It's a huge mountain peak. Yeah, it's called Wolf Creek, and it's 12,000 feet. I could see it for a day before I got there, and I climbed it, and I got literally, when you go down the other side, it's mad. Like
you did it on a bike.
Yeah, I was biking that day, thankfully. And you get down, and I descended down about 3,500 feet within 2 or 3 hours, and it's you can
is
breathe
it like,
better.
It's like coming down into Dingle from Connor's Pass.
That times 50.
Oh, that
yeah,
times 50.
Yeah,
right.
That's how long it was. Yeah, so it was great. A friend of mine from New York actually flew out to bike that last kind of couple of days out of the Rockies with me and into Kansas. Yeah, so I was happy to see the back of the mountains, I can tell you that.
Yeah. And were there any hairy moments apart from that?
There were lots of hairy moments. Yeah, there was a few. I had one little niggle right in my Achilles kind of day 9. I climbed like gradient wise for the first quite 6.5 days we're literally uphill all the way, both running and cycling. So my right Achilles got a little bit angry. Now again, very grateful to have my physio Ali came with me for the whole trip, and she patched me up.
But what about the locals? Were you well received?
We'll get to that as well. I mean, we had an Irish flag flying off the top of the two camper vans, you know, two Irish flags. I remember one day it was raining, and this fella, you know, I suppose when it was raining, the orange of the tricolour kind of went a bit darker, you know.
Right.
And your man rolls down the window of his truck. He goes, "Where are you Italians from?" And I was like, "No, we're Irish. The flag is just wet, you know." So, no, they were fantastic. A lot of people would have, you know, given us beeps and stuff like that. And I remember one day climbing in the Rockies, and this guy rolls down the window, and he goes, "Are you Shane Finn?" I said, "I am, yeah, who are you?" And turns out he's from a lad from Waterford, and he was just happened to be following the whole thing online, and he happened to be there for, he was a rep, and he was supposed to come on that road the day before, but there was a huge snowstorm, so he had to come the next day, and we just happened to cross paths, and little things like that, you know. And no hearing more. I mean, the people were incredibly friendly. Yeah. They were very nice to us over there.
How much did you make?
We're still totting up the money. I reckon we'll be probably somewhere around 70 to 75 grand thereabouts by the time everything comes in. I'm not really sure yet, but overall, over the kind of last 6.5 years, I was trying to add it up there this morning, it's about just over $250,000 we've raised in the last couple of years, which is a lot of money for a small charity, you know.
And a lot of pressure on you to keep going and doing more.
Yeah, a lot of pressure. I mean, the time commitment that goes into these things is mad, really. And I suppose it's not even me, like, it's my family as well, you know. My dad came with me for the whole trip, you know, so my parents have their own business at home and stuff as well, so my mother, the poor woman, was pulling her hair out with both of us gone, and things like having no phone coverage for 4 or 5 days would have nearly driven her over the edge. But yeah, it's tough, and it's but you know, I suppose when you think about it, rewind back to our earlier part of the conversation, I knew that Mary was going to be waiting on the Brooklyn Bridge for me that last day, you know, and I just couldn't wait to see her smiling there. So that was enough to keep
me going.
What
did you
say
to her? What did she say to you? How did that conversation go?
I remember when I finished, I crossed, and she was just there smiling, and she said, "I told you I'd be here." So we had planned to meet each other that day at about 3:30 on the Brooklyn Bridge, and we were exchanging texts and stuff like that, you know. And there's a photo there. I mean, if anybody wants to see it, it's up on my website, it's up online and stuff, but it's just a photo of me cracking up a bottle of champagne and her just like a smile. I've never seen her smile as much in her whole life, so it was worth it for that.
So what next then? You've done the 12, the 24, now 36 days across America.
Yeah, I've thought about this extensively, and I'm not sure, to be honest. I mean, I've a couple of small things in my head. I've a few Ironmans and stuff next year. Right. I'd love to qualify for the Ironman World Championships. That's a big goal of mine personally. Not even with regards fundraising or anything like that. I mean, other things that, like, I'm hoping to, you know, get into more of my online stuff. I do a lot of stuff online, training people online, just get back into that kind of thing. But endurance wise, I'm not too sure for a while, unless I get some mad notion now driving back down the motorway to Dingle. I'm not sure. I still have, you know, with the likes of, I still have some sponsor stuff to fulfill and stuff like that for the year. So again, I've some very, very, very grateful to have some really cool companies come on board over the last couple of years as well. So,
but you strike me as a man who, you know, gets an itch that he has to scratch.
Do you know what? I know when the time will be right. And I know when the time will be wrong. I don't know if the time ever right, but there might come a time where I might look for something again. And
is it all gone a bit crazy that, you know, people are trying to outdo each other? Because I remember we spoke to Jerry Duffy years ago, and he was doing 10 Ironmans in 10 days. And then I read about, I think he hasn't made it, but a man in Westmeath or Meath was trying to do 60 Ironmans in 60 days.
I suppose when you look at it, I mean, I think human potential is pretty limitless, to be honest. I think just before we came on there, we were talking about Elon Musk putting things in people's brains, you know, but I'm not gone that far yet. But I suppose I'm the only person I'm kind of personally trying to outdo is myself, really, you know. So
I'm sure we'll hear more from you, Shane Finn.
I think you probably will.
Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks, congratulations again. That's it from us. Sarah McInerney is on the way with Drive Time. We're back tomorrow at 3:00. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice on hay fever for welcome relief. At All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.